Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Matthew. Matthew continues to be a storm surge, freshwater flood, and wind threat. Today, the central core of the hurricane has moved up the coast of Florida, fortunately just offshore. At this time, the center is located about 40 miles to the east of Jacksonville. Still, even though the center is offshore, winds to hurricane force have been occurring near and along the coast of northeastern Florida. The forecast is for Matthew to draw even closer and eventually possibly make landfall in Georgia or South Carolina before turning out to sea over the next couple of days. As it draws close to the coast, the winds and the rain and the storm surge will increase. And in fact, we expect now a significant threat from rainfall of 10 to 15 inches all the way from Georgia up through coastal North Carolina. In addition, storm surge of 6 to 9 feet is still possible near and ahead of the center of the hurricane in the onshore flow from the southeast and the east. Winds in excess of 100 miles per hour are still possible along much of the coast from north of Jacksonville to South Carolina. We urge everyone to follow the recommendations of their local emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.